In the market for a home? Well, it's your lucky day. You're tuned to the Rosie on the House show, and we're talking mortgages with Galaxy Lending Group. Call 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Having fun here, talking about the homes of the 50s. If you've got one, you have a gem. You really, really do. When we're called at Rosie on the House Remodeling, when we're called out to give someone an estimate for a remodel, we always try and take a look at the bones of the house. We always tell people whether or not the house has good bones. Is it worth putting the investment into the house? And you just can't go into one of these 1950s era masonry homes and just not be overwhelmingly impressed with how good they're generally, how good a state of repair they generally are in. They're my favorite homes to work in. And like I was telling you a little bit earlier, our superintendent, Stan Zimbrunnen, actually made one of our clients cry yesterday. We're remodeling down at 68th Street in Thomas, there in the Scottsdale area. And we've got this kitchen remodel we're doing, and it removed a wall between the family room and the kitchen, opening it up, you know, very typical what we do in the 50s homes is kind of open them up a little bit. And we had our drywaller there, Rick Thompson, just finishing the drywall. We also had, have you been on one of the jobs yet, Romy, where Stan is running this HEPA air scrubber?
I have not.
From Build Clean? You know, when he bought it, I said, boy, it's kind of spending a lot of money, aren't you there, Stan? But this is something we put on all of our remodeling projects, and it's a HEPA air scrubber that just stands in the middle of the room. And when you're tearing out tile or you're sanding drywall, now we've always got dust screens up, but this literally scrubs the air. It takes all of those moving particles, sends it through this 360-degree air HEPA-qualified filter, and boom. I mean, you instantly control all the dust and the mess going out throughout the whole house. I thought he was nuts when he bought it. Right. I guess I have to take my hat off to him. Good job, Stan.
Because when I was demoing, you had your little dust mask.
You put the respirators on, you put the goggles on, and you just suffered.
And when you would take it off, you could see where the dust had come in from around your nose, and it was never perfect, and it was just this big sweat thing, and it always reeked. Yeah. I like that.
The 1950s home. I love remodeling them. Listen, we're talking here with Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending Group. We've talked about this house that we bought in the 50s for $15,000 at 4% interest with 20% down. Harold, over the life of that mortgage, how much interest did I pay?
$6,000.
This could be a key indicator of what has happened to the middle class of America. I buy that same house in 1980 for $90,000. I put 20% down, so I'm at $72,000, but I have to add a couple thousand of that for points to buy the interest rate down to 18.5% for a 30-year mortgage. That same house over the life of the mortgage, what am I going to spend in interest?
Hold on to your hats here. $432,000 in interest.
In interest.
And you just got done paying it if you bought that house in 1980. Although, if you're still paying for 30 years at 18.5%.
Call us at Galaxy Lending. We could refinance that.
You should have fixed that one a little bit ago. But $432,000 if you just made the minimum payments over the 30 years of the loan.
Now, what are some of the tricks that you hear in today's financial counseling classes on beating that high cost of interest over the life of a mortgage? Yeah, but there's a couple little tricks you can do.
A couple of really easy ways, especially if you need to budget your house payment. Most people get paid biweekly. One of the tricks you can do is if you make half of a mortgage payment on payday, so every other week if you're making half of your payment, what will end up happening during the course of a year is you'll make an extra payment. You'll make 13 payments in the year instead of just the 12. That one extra payment per year will take about 7 years off of your 30-year loan.
That's huge.
It's huge. It's big. The other thing you can do, it works the same way, is you take whatever your house payment is, you take 1/12 of it, send it extra in as principal, extra principal with each payment each month. It accomplishes the same thing. a lot of people will take their income tax refund and maybe take that extra cash and put that to the principal on the mortgage. And that will take years and years and years off of the life of the loan, save you a ton in interest.
It puts the interest right back into your very own pocket.
Exactly, because you only pay interest on the money that's outstanding. When that interest is calculated, it's calculated on the principal balance from the month before. So any extra that you can put into the principal is going to save you money on the back end.
And even at today's interest rates, you know, I can remember when passbook savings accounts would pay like 6.5-7%.
No one knows what a passbook savings account is, but that's
I can remember them.
Your savings account today is 0.1%. So the downside to the low interest rates that we have is it also means very low interest rates on your savings accounts and on your checking accounts. I guess that's the way to look at it. In the 80s, if you had a savings account then, you were making much, much more than the 0.1%. But it's still a really, really high interest rate then.
But what I try and tell young couples when my kids are getting married and stuff, I sit down and I talk to them and I say, look, for every penny of interest you don't pay someone, put that back in your pocket and then put it someplace you can make interest.
Yes.
So you're turning interest dollars outgoing into interest dollars incoming. You can essentially have a 6-8% swing on that same dollar. When you subtract the interest you're paying with the interest you're making, and you compound that over the life of a 30 or 40 or 50 year marriage, you're talking about some serious cabbage.
You are. And it's just to that point, look at it on that 18.5% mortgage where we paid $430,000 over the life of the loan. What if that was money going into your own savings account? And so instead of paying that $432,000, you know, that extra little bit that you could make to bring that principal down and save on the interest, 30 years later, now we're today, that's huge. That's huge savings, huge earnings.
Well, listen, Galaxy Lending, along with all the rest of us at Rosie Remodeling and the rest of the builders of the area, have just come through probably in my lifetime, it was the worst real estate disaster that's ever hit Arizona. I've been through a couple of them, but none this deep, this severe, this long. Let's talk a little bit about what caused that.
The many, many, many factors, of course. Looking at it from a mortgage perspective, the mortgage industry has, you know, had a lot to do with it. The financing was very easy to obtain. But it's not just the mortgage. There's not any one industry that's to blame for it. It's a culmination of a bunch of things. But when we had stated income loans where you could, with no down payment, you could have a salary of $30,000 or $40,000 a year, but buy a $500,000 or $600,000 or $700,000 house where there was absolutely no way you could afford it. And what people were banking on was that the property values would keep increasing. So then once the cash got tight, you could refinance it again without qualifying to pull some equity out to make the payments. And that kept snowballing and snowballing. And then where we got were property values that were inflated very, very high. And no one could pay those notes.
We had George W. Bush as the leader of our country driving. He was very passionate about driving ownership percentage up. And he did. We got to the highest level of home ownership as a per capita that we've ever seen in the history of the country. And the whole time, it's being driven by these subprime products that Barney Frank is saying Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are just fine. They are financially sound.
Well, they weren't. It's getting better now.
I mean,
but
it was a perfect crescendo of all these things coming together.
And subprime in itself does not exist anymore. There are regulations now that there are guidelines in place that we do have to document an ability to repay. There are certain banks that if they want to choose to lend differently or possibly dabble into subprime or stated income, we do see that there are a couple of banks out there.
Oh, come on.
There are.
You have to be kidding me.
It's 10 years ago was a long time ago, so new people don't remember.
And like I say, I've lived through seven. It comes and it goes. Saying it's coming again?
It might. And I've been through three or four, and you know what, we're starting to see some of the signs that we saw if we go back into 02, 03, where you started seeing some of these stated incomes. They're very restrictive now. Hopefully it doesn't get as aggressive as it did back in the mid-2000s. And so, you know, we just have to be responsible for ourselves and make sure that we're not getting ourselves into something we can't afford.
What are some of the loan products you're seeing right now? Like for somebody that wants to remodel, what are you doing? What can you do for folks in that position?
Remodel's awesome. We've got a remodel loan. You can do anything you want with it. So if it's just updating your house, building an addition, building a pool, solar, whatever you want to do, you can use it for anything. And what we will loan on is we'll have the appraiser estimate the value of the property after the remodel work is done. So if you're building a pool, you'll get a credit for the value of that pool in the appraisal.
You'll get the plans drawn for the project.
Yep.
You'll submit it to the appraiser. He will formulate an appraisal for the finished project.
Right.
So this $90,000 home with the appraisal done may at this point be $115,000. You're going to add $25,000 value to it.
So if we do that, we will loan based on the $115,000. We'll loan up to 95% of that of the future value of the property. Now, what we will do is we'll go back and check and make sure you actually did the work.
That was my next question.
That's good, Harold.
So,
Very good.
Do I need a building permit to start to apply for this loan? Do I need a signed contract from a GC?
We do. You do need to work with a general contractor, and we're doing inspections along the way, depending how extensive the work is. And then,
which is just like a construction loan.
It is.
You inspect along the way, and you give your draws based on, you know, where you are in your progress.
That's exactly it. And then we fund it when we fund the payment to the contractor. And one of the things that's different than the remodel loans used to be in the past is that we fund the money to the contractor. So the money doesn't hit the homeowner's hands, and it's one of our safety valves to make sure that the work actually gets completed.
All right.
We don't want to loan you that $25,000 and then have you not build.
Little Sue's braces got done instead.
Yeah.
We're definitely seeing equity positions return for people that have been holding on to the houses and didn't walk away from it or made a really good buy. I know several people that just made some screaming buys.
Yep.
Bought whole houses, multiple whole houses for less than I bought my last F-250 pickup truck for, which is unbelievable. A seller's market, the supply is short. That's pretty much Arizona-wide. It is going to start seeing the recovery come back, and now we've got the subprime coming in. All the more reasons to stay tuned to hear Harold's prediction on when the next housing bubble will hit here in the state of Arizona when we get back.